You are listening to 漫画先生。
Manga Sensei. Thank you so much for listening to this 5-episode series of Manga Sensei. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please go back and listen to the 4 previous episodes, particularly the first episode where I talk about what a vector verb is and the different types of verbs a little bit in Japanese. Today we're going to go over some confusing things between them. Mostly I want to make sure that we always understand who is wa and who is ni. In ageru, the giver is marked with wa. In the morao ones, the receiver is marked with wa, and the receiver in kureru verbs is marked with ni. This is often due to the confusion of how the ni particle works. As I mentioned briefly in our previous episode, ni is an arrow. It's usually an arrow pointing to something, like a destination. So if I go to Tokyo and be like, boku wa Tokyo ni ikimasu, I'm going to Tokyo. So I would point my arrow with ni, Tokyo, ni with the arrow. However, the arrow is coming from me in that case, right? That arrow has to come from somewhere to another location. However, this kind of gets confused with the vectors, the directions of these verbs in Japanese. When sometimes ageru, the verb, the arrow is coming from you, right? That in that case, watashi wa anata ni, to you. I'm going to use your name. I don't like calling someone anata. It is rude. So I'm going to say keri-san. Keri-san, Kelly. Keri-san ni, let's say something fun. Let's do okonomiyaki, one of my favorite foods. And I'm going to cook it for you. Tsukuru, or yaite. Yaite agimasu. I'll make you, Keri-san, some awesome okonomiyaki. Now, what if Kelly does it for me? Then I'm going to be getting, Kelly will be giving me. I'm not going to be receiving, Kelly will be giving me. She's the active person in this sentence. Kelly-san wa watashi ni okonomiyaki wa sukutte kuremashita. Ho, arigato, Kelly-san. So I have, she is A and I am B in that sentence. I am the ni, I am the person being given something. So the arrow is coming from Kelly. Now, in this case, it's not necessarily who is shooting the arrow, but the arrow is coming to me as I am receiving. So if I am Kelly or I am getting okonomiyaki, then I can morao, the yaite morao, asking Kelly to make it for me, or Kelly is making it and I'm receiving. The focus is on me. It's that spotlight almost with what's going on with wa or ni in these individual cases. But the spotlight, the topic, is always going to be marked with that wa, and the arrow is always dealing with that ni. Now, if this doesn't make sense, please go and visit those other episodes, because vector verbs are used quite often, particularly when it comes to connecting them to verbs. People ask you all the time, ちょっとなんかやってくださいませんか? Wouldn't you do this for me, please? You know, kureru. You can, people also, you know, give this to you. じゃあ、やってあげますよ. I'll do this for you. And we'll see that a lot when we hear people speak in Japanese. In fact, one of the best people to listen to who uses, I think, as a foreigner, I've spoken with her a number of times, is Kemushi-chan on YouTube. Kemushi-chan. Kemushi-chan is a fantastic young lady doing, I believe, her master's or PhD in Japan, and has wonderful Japanese. We've spoken before in English and in Japanese, and she is fantastic at making sure she's always using her vector verbs. So I recommend going and listening to her. Another place that you might go and check out for listening for vector verbs is in actually a couple number of manga, my favorite being Bakuman. However, Naruto has a lot of vector verbs because they often do things for each other. So if you're looking for a good example there, an excuse to watch Naruto, look at it for the vector verbs. Naruto does something for them. They do something for him. He's going to do this to you. He's going to receive this. There's a lot of movement of action and a lot of movement of objects. So that's the thing to keep in mind there, is with the objects and also the ni and the wa, where that is being placed. Again, thank you so much for listening to this 5-episode series. I hope you like this type of content. And if you do like the 5-episode series particularly, please make sure to leave us a comment. Through the comments, I'm going to be ascertaining what type of content to move forward with. And if there are a plethora of them, I'll be making sure to really organize the content method of which I release this at, in a more structured way. Instead, I do am making so you can listen to one episode after the other, and you're not going to hear anything without actually having it, you know, step upon the previous episode. But if you like this batch type of format, that's what I want to stick with. Thank you so very much. And if you like this, please do leave that comment. Thank you so much. And I will join you again tomorrow for another fantastic bit of Japanese to improve your language ability. Until then, make some mistakes. Jane.